The study this month is freedom from guilt and shame. And tonight's message is forgiven of all our sins. Friend, you may have done some pretty bad things in the past. Maybe you were addicted to alcohol or to drugs, or maybe you were looking at things you should not have looked at, or maybe you were doing things you shouldn't have done. Maybe you shoplifted. Maybe you were abusive to someone, and only you and God know what that sin was. Now remember this. If you're trying to drive a car while looking in the rearview mirror, you're not going to get to your destination successfully. How many here have driven a car? All right, you drive a car maybe. If you're trying to drive a car looking in the rear view mirror, you're not going to get to your destination successfully. And I'm here to tell you tonight that God has got a plan for your life like He had for the Jewish exiles in Babylon. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, you've heard the verse, but it bears repeating. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. He's talking to the exiles, but He's also talking to us tonight. God has got a plan for your life. God has got a purpose and a wonderful destiny for you. But if you keep looking in the rear view mirror of your life, you may never reach your destiny. If you keep looking at your past sins prior to your faith in Christ, and you're getting a guilt trip about those past sins, you may never reach the destiny God has for your life. Friend, I'm here to encourage you tonight that you're not on this earth just to take up space. You're not on this earth just to exist. You're not an accident. You're not an accident going somewhere to happen. God has got a destiny for you. Don't let guilt over your messy past paralyze you from reaching your destiny. Is that good news here tonight? Yes. Say it with me tonight. God,
I believe
that you have got a destiny for my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. You know, maybe you're to become a Bible teacher or a manager at a retail store or a nurse, but you hear that whisper in your spiritual ear, you can't teach the Bible since you down-talked it at one time. Or you can't manage or work in a retail store because you shoplifted at one time. Or you can't become a nurse because you verbally abused people in the past. And I'm here to tell you that negative whisper is the voice of the accuser of the devil. The devil is a liar and the father of lies. Don't let him whisper lies of accusation, any kind of lies, into your life. The devil is a liar and a father of lies. He is the accuser of the brethren, according to Revelations 12, verse 10. Now, 1 John 1:9 is the scripture tonight. 1 John 1:9. Remember this. 1 John 1:9. He writes, "If we confess our sins, He, God, is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." When you confessed faith in Jesus, when you put your faith in Jesus and made Him Savior and Lord, and you confessed your sins to God, all the sins up until the point that you accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord were forgiven and forgotten by God. You were clothed with a robe of righteousness. The sins that you committed up until the point that you accepted Jesus as Savior were thrown into a sea of forgetfulness. Let me say it again. You were clothed in Christ with a robe of righteousness. When you said, "Jesus, I've messed it up, but tonight I make you, today I make you my Savior and my Lord. I put my trust and my hope and my everything in you." At that point, all those sins were thrown into a sea of forgetfulness. All the sins you committed up until that confession, that point, were forgiven and forgotten by God. They were covered by the blood of Jesus. God saw you as righteous when you put your faith and confess Jesus as Savior. And you've got to start seeing yourself as God sees you. All those sins you committed prior to faith in Christ were forgiven by God. See yourself as forgiven. See yourself as the righteousness of God in Christ. So if your sins prior to your confession of Christ as Savior are coming up in your mind and throwing you into a guilt trip, start seeing yourself as God saw you, forgiven. Romans 5, verse 1. Romans 5, verse 1. Famous scripture. If anybody has a Bible, you can turn there. If not, I'll read it. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, justified, made righteous, just as if I had never sinned. When you read the word justified, remember that. Just as if I had never sinned. Say it with me tonight. Justified. Just as if I had never sinned. In Jesus' name. You know, the devil, the accuser, would try to whisper condemnation into your life. He's a liar. And the one thing that makes the devil run as fast as lightning is what? The one thing that makes him paranoid, that will make him flee from your life is what? The name of Jesus and the Word of God. When he tells you that you can't go forward because of your messed up past, you tell him this. The Word of God says in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to me because I am in Christ Jesus. I am a follower of Jesus Christ. I am a believer in Jesus Christ. There is therefore no condemnation, no guilt trip you can put on me anymore because I am a believer, a follower, a disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? Amen. Say it with me tonight. There is therefore no condemnation for me because I am in Christ Jesus. Amen. If there was anyone who had reason to be weighed down with guilt, who was it? If there was anybody who had reason to be weighed down with condemnation and guilt, it was Paul the Apostle, once Saul, the persecutor of Christians. And he writes something very good to Timothy in 1 Timothy. Timothy was in Ephesus, ministering to a growing congregation. Paul leaves him there, and Paul writes this letter to Timothy. And he says this in 1 Timothy 1, verse 12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. And you can insert your name there. Even though I, Jonathan, was a sinner, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. Verse 14 of 1 Timothy 1. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. Paul is writing this to Timothy. Amen. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. Now to the King, eternally mortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. So, as Paul is writing this epistle to Timothy, he writes twice. In the passage we just read, something very important. He said what? He called himself what? He called himself the worst of sinners. The worst of sinners. Verse 15 and verse 16 of 1 Timothy 1. He called himself the worst of sinners. Remember, he was a blasphemer. He was a persecutor of Christians. He had a pretty messed up past. If there's anybody who had reason to be weighed down with guilt and condemnation, it was Paul the Apostle. But he didn't let his past stop him. He said he was shown mercy. What is mercy? Mercy is God's forgiveness, not receiving due punishment for the sins he committed. That due punishment is eternal death. Instead, he received God's grace, unmerited favor, eternal life. And it's the same with us. We serve a merciful God. When we confess Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, we confess our sins to God. He is merciful. He forgives. And he does not give us the due punishment for our sins, which is eternal death. Instead, he gives us his grace, his unmerited favor, which is eternal life forever and ever and ever, one day in heaven. That's good news here tonight. Is that right? You see, Paul the Apostle had a pretty messed up past. He was a persecutor of Christians. He was a bad boy. All right, he thought he was doing God a favor, but he was not. He was attacking God's people. You can read about this in Acts chapter 9. But he didn't let his messed up past stop him from his destiny of bringing the gospel to the Gentiles. God had a destiny for Paul's life. What was that destiny? God's destiny for Paul's life was to bring the gospel to the Gentiles. You can find this in Galatians 2, verse 7. It was for Paul to establish churches in Asia Minor. And he calls himself the worst of sinners. And if he calls himself the worst of sinners, that means that you are not as bad a sinner as he was, right? And if he could fulfill his destiny as the worst of sinners, and you're not as bad a sinner as him, that means you can fulfill the destiny that God has for your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. God, thank you, brother, for that water. God's got a destiny for your life. Maybe it's to preach the gospel before people. Maybe it's to teach his word. Maybe it's to become a nurse. Maybe it's to start your own business. Maybe it's to write a book. Maybe it's to, like I said, begin a business that would help advance the kingdom of God. But the enemy would try to speak condemnation and guilt into your life to try to paralyze you from going forward with the greater thing that God has for you. Tune them out. Start quoting God's word. Call on the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Start quoting the word of God. There is therefore now no condemnation for me because I am in Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But in order to quote the word so that he'll flee, that means the word of God has got to be stored up on the inside of you. And I've said this many times before, but it bears repeating tonight, that it's not good to read God's word just once in a blue moon. At Easter time, at Thanksgiving, at Christmas. You've got to be reading God's word on a consistent basis every single day. Once in a blue moon is not going to cut it. It's not going to cut it. You got to be in the Word of God consistently so that when you need the Word of God to come up out of you to rebuke the devil, it's there. It comes out of your mouth and the devil will flee from your life. Is that good news here tonight? Remember, the books that you read, the magazines you read, the media that you take into your life influences the way you think. Why not read the greatest book in the world? God's Word, the Bible. And let this influence the way that you think. The washing of the water of the Word. Let it influence your mind and your heart so that when you need to speak it out, you speak it out and that old devil will flee out of your life. Guilt and condemnation will leave you. Amen? Remember, Paul writes in another epistle, forgetting those things which are behind. Amen? Forgetting those things. It's in Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. I was looking at this scripture just yesterday. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken a hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Forgetting what is behind. Forgetting what? Part of the forgetting is forgetting the past sins you committed prior to your faith in Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
You know, If prior to faith in Christ you sinned badly, tell yourself, I can still go forward with God's plan for my life because God forgave me of my sins. Devil, I'm not going to let you guilt me into thinking that I can't work in retail because I shoplifted at one time. That's under the blood of Jesus. I'm going forward with God's plan for my life. Devil, I'm not going to let you guilt me into thinking that I can't teach God's word because one time I down-talked it. I'm going forward in this area of my life. I will begin teaching the word of God and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Devil, I'm not going to let you guilt me into thinking that I can't become a nurse because at one time I abused somebody. I'm going forward with God's grace in this area of my life. Is that good news here tonight?
Good news.
When he tries to guilt you into you cannot because of your past, you tell him, by God's grace, I can.
Amen.
Say it with me tonight. By God's grace, I can.
I can go forward
with a greater plan,
with
a destiny that God has
for my life.
Those sins
prior to faith in Christ
were thrown into a sea of forgetfulness. They are under the blood of Jesus. I'm going forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Is that good news here tonight? And you've got to speak the word of God over your life. And there's going to be times, friends, where you get weak on the inside. We're human beings. We're imperfect. We get weak. And, you know, you may want to go forward in that area. Maybe you want to write that book. Maybe you want to start that business. Maybe you want to become a nurse. Maybe you want to go to that college. Whatever it might be. Maybe you want to work in retail. And as you try to take steps forward, you start remembering some of the things you did in the past. But, friends, I'm here to tell you today, just tell the devil where to go to get out of your life. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
Devil be gone
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, I've used this illustration before. Where is the wealthiest place in this world? Where is the wealthiest place in this world? Right here. Okay, anybody else? Where is the wealthiest place in this world? Heaven, okay? In your heart, okay? Anybody else? That's it, that's it. Somebody yelled out the right answer, the graveyard. The graveyard is the wealthiest place in the world. Why is the graveyard the wealthiest place in the world? Think about this for just a few minutes. Why is the graveyard the wealthiest place in this world? Because in the graveyard, there is a wealth of potential that was never tapped. There's people in the graveyard that died that should have started businesses. There's people that died that should have written books. People there that should have been nurses and doctors. People that should have been preachers of God's word that never fulfilled their destiny. There is a wealth of untapped potential and destiny in the graveyard. And might I say tonight that maybe there is a wealth of untapped potential and destiny in the graveyard because those people allowed their past, their messed up past, to paralyze them from going forward? I don't want to be another graveyard statistic. How about you? I don't want to be in that place. How about you? Say it with me tonight. I do not want to be another graveyard statistic. In Jesus' name. Amen. As I was saying earlier to you, friends, you may get weak on the inside. You may get weak on the inside. You may be just about taking those steps forward with God's destiny, God's plan for your life. And you may get weak and you may try starting to slip backwards. At the point that you get weak and the devil is trying to whisper to you, just cry out to God. Say, God, I can't do this on my own. God, I'm too weak. God, I cry out to you. God, I pray to you for your grace, your divine empowerment to give me the strength to go forward with your plan for my life. If in humility you cry out to God, and God knows the heart, and you say, God, I can't do this on my own. Sometimes I feel shackled to my past. My past is trying to hold me back. God, you give me your strength, and I'm here to tell you tonight that God answers prayers. God will give you his divine strength. enablement, and strength to break free of the past and go forward with the greater thing that He has for you. Amen here tonight?
Amen.
Is that good news here tonight? Sometimes it's just like at the point where you're ready to take that step forward toward your destiny, that whisper comes to try to pull you back about your past. Remember your past. When that happens, call on Jesus, call on the blood of Jesus, quote the word of God to the enemy, and cry out to God in prayer and say, God, You give me Your strength. That's what Jesus did in the wilderness, exactly. And the devil will flee from your life. You're not on this earth to take up space, friends. You're not on this earth to stay at the shelter year after year, decade after decade. God has got something for you to do. And when you accepted Jesus Christ, you confessed Jesus, you put faith in Jesus, all your sins were forgiven. All your sins. Say with me tonight. All of my sins were forgiven. Not some. All, no matter how bad, in Jesus' name, amen. You know, there's another sermon here too. We just don't have time tonight, but at the point that you accepted Jesus and forward in your Christian life, you know, you need to follow Christ on a consistent basis. He becomes Lord of your life, the one in control of your life, the one in charge of your life, making Jesus Lord of your life. And as you're following Jesus in your Christian walk and you slip back, maybe you slip into one of those sins, you get weak, don't get down on yourself. Yeah. Just confess your sin to God and say, God, I got weak, I slipped back, I'm sorry, but give me Your strength to keep going forward with the thing You've got for my life. And God will forgive you. Amen?
Amen.
So when the enemy tries to put a guilt trip on you, what do you do? Number one, call on the blood of Jesus. See yourself as God sees you. Quote the word of God and cry out to God in prayer. Amen?
Amen.
How many got ministered tonight? How many got something from God's word tonight? All right, that's great. God's got a plan for you. He's got a destiny. He's got a plan. Don't let your past stop you. See yourself as God sees you, as forgiven. Those sins are in a sea of forgetfulness.